Greetings to the brightest audience in the country. Welcome to Bubba Neart Live. I'm the pastor of Denver Bible Church, and in studio
is Doug McBurney. I'm so glad to be here, Bob, on a Tuesday.
Yeah, Tuesday, March 29th, 2016. Yes. We have a lot of news to cover. I have a lot of agita.
Agita?
Agita, from talking to Christians who are finding different ways. That's an Italian
agita.
Term.
I'm agita. Not familiar.
It's like when your guts feel like a scoot of macaroon. It's just terrible.
It sounds like agitation somewhat.
But Christians who are, you know, the flood of sewage across the land from sexual immorality, and Christians who are finding ways to join in with tearing down God's model of intimacy only between one man and one woman for marriage, for life.
Yes, yes. Well, now I have a story here.
Yeah.
About something that the Christian community is not supporting nor participating in, at least not yet.
All right.
It's virtual reality pornography. There's a new device that's going to be released called Oculus. Have you heard of this?
Well,
Oculus.
Oculus is the Facebook thing.
It's owned by Facebook, and it's a 3D virtual reality experience, and they have video games that you can kind of be in the game.
Yeah, yeah. Doug, this is it. This is the end. Forget Western civilization.
Yeah.
This is the end of biological life on Earth.
Virtual reality pornography.
Imagine the millions, tens of millions of young people who are addicted to video games.
Wow.
Now add this and addicted to pornography.
Yeah, millions.
And young men are not getting married.
Yeah, that's
true. I mean, we don't know. There's no bottom to this abyss. Mm. We don't know the end result of guys in their 30s not getting married by the millions because of internet pornography.
Right. It hasn't happened before. There's never, as far as I know in human history, there's never been the ability for virtual reality pornography. This is pretty scary stuff.
Oh, this is horrific. And so Zuckerberg is doing this?
Well,
Zuckerberg
is keeping an arm's length distance from it. Now, they're going to open up the Oculus platform to pornography developers, what they call VR porn. I hate to use the term, but that's what they call it, VR porn. And they're going to leave the platform open for all developers. They're not going to set any restrictions.
So, iTunes, Apple, had said for years, we're not allowing pornography to be sold, distributed over our iTunes store.
This is true.
But that's a scam anyway, because they have this partnership with HBO.
That's pornography.
And HBO is porn.
Yes.
So, you know, Christians will think, well, it's not porn, it's TV.
Uh-huh.
Or it's cable, or it's satellite.
Yes.
It's porn.
It is pornography.
Right.
Yeah.
And so that's just one of the areas in which Christians, anyway,
So just on another note.
It's frustrating.
I'm waiting for the local news last night.
Yeah.
And flip on the TV, and there's a television show on entitled Lucifer. Have you seen this show?
No, of course not.
I saw the last 4.5 minutes of it last night.
If it's on network TV and it's newer than 50 years old, no, we have not seen
good.
It.
Good. That's good for you.
We watch the Dick Van Dyke Show. We watch Hazel.
Okay.
I mean, we've got teenage boys. They play travel hockey. They're tough. We watch Hazel. We watch The Virginian.
All right.
These are the shows we watch.
Well, that's good stuff. Well, in the days of Hazel, no television producer in his right mind would have pitched a show to the network entitled Lucifer. It just wouldn't have flown back then.
Right.
Well, now, not only is Lucifer on TV, last night at the end of the episode that I saw, he was rescuing someone from a fire.
Lucifer's not such a bad guy.
Yeah.
Of course not.
Unbelievable. But that's a different topic. Now, Zuckerberg bought Oculus a couple years ago. And the report here from the New York Post reminds us that Zuckerberg likes to cultivate a squeaky clean image as a family man and philanthropist. We all know that.
Oh, this will really help with that. He's a hypocrite.
Well, that's to say the least. So he's basically going to open up the platform and not even make an attempt to restrict.
Not pretend. He like won't Apple even, pretends.
He's not even going to pretend.
Right.
You don't have to do that anymore after Obama.
Right.
You don't have to pretend about anything. You can just be outright wicked, godless, evil.
Yeah.
In public. Yeah. And that's what they're going to do.
So, Doug, could I give you this list of this is what's happening with all the immorality, sexual immorality, the sewage that's flooding our nation.
Yeah.
Then we have Christians, and I think we could extrapolate to very large numbers of Christians, who say, you don't have to get married, you just tell God you're married.
Oh, that's convenient.
I think it's epidemic.
Yeah, wow.
So, a guy and a gal, they're Christian, they go to church, they're on a date, he goes to her place, they sleep together, and then weeks later, people find out they're living together, and they say, well, we're married.
Mm-hmm.
When'd you get married? Uh-huh. Well, we told God we're married.
Okay.
When did that happen?
Well,
and when they get divorced, when they separate, when they split,
yeah,
which is wildly common.
Almost every time.
They don't get a divorce. They just split.
Right.
And then they sleep with somebody else, and they say they're married in God's eyes.
Wow.
And then they say, oh, we're having a wedding this summer. We're going to have a wedding.
Oh.
I thought you were married. Well, yeah, we're married, but we're having a wedding.
Okay.
And my fiance, her family's coming in. What do you mean your fiance? How do you call your fiance, your wife, your fiance?
Ah, see.
No husband has ever done that in the history of the world, called his wife his fiance.
No.
So there's that. There's Christians who just are shacking up and saying, well, it's only in God's eyes.
Uh-huh,
it's not only in God's eyes. Marriage, everyone needs to know if you're married.
That's right.
Marriage is a corporate relationship where the society needs to know you're married.
That's right. Society needs to relate to you as a couple.
Your family, your relatives, your neighbors, your coworkers.
Absolutely.
Everyone, the government needs to know that you're married. It's not between you and God.
That's
I think that makes God sick.
Mm.
And then we have Christians watching porn, like you said, our superfluous list of Christians going gay.
Oh yeah.
Christian leaders, singers. The lead singer for Jars of Clay saying homosexual marriage is fine.
Yes, they're dropping
denominations,
left and right.
World vision, all that.
Yeah.
And then you've got this, I'm hearing, polygamy is not a sin.
No, I haven't heard.
Polygamy is not a sin.
I had not heard
I debated one of the world's leading polygamists, kgov.com/polygamy.
Oh, yeah.
The Mormon.
Uh-huh. Well, I'd heard that in the Mormon community, but not in the Christian community.
Leland Free, right. But that's increasing. And so... And also, this is less common, but that nudity is fine.
Mm.
Public
nudity.
Nudist camps. There's a pastor in California who I actually knew before this happened.
Yeah.
He's become a nudist.
A nudist?
And we did a debate with a guy from Central America. Where was he from? Belize?
Belize?
It was Bob Debates, a Belizean nudist.
Okay.
A Christian.
I believe that you did that interview. Yes.
Yeah.
That.
So this is horrific, and the Christians are joining Hugh Hefner in the destruction of God's model of intimacy only in marriage between a man and a woman for life.
Wow.
That's God's model.
Well, and that's unfortunate because if the Christians don't understand, recognize, and advocate for God's model, well, who will?
Who will? And you had James Dobson saying we need to regulate pornography. How's that?
That didn't help.
And what did he want to be in charge of the review committee to regulate pornography?
Maybe he would write the rules.
How are you going to regulate pornography?
I don't know. You'd have to watch the videos, and you don't want anybody doing that. Who's going to be the judge? You shouldn't even watch that stuff.
Of course not.
It should be illegal.
Right.
It should be a crime punishable by
Well, it depends on the severity.
But it should be a crime.
But
trafficking
in human sexuality is criminal.
Now, I think pornography and prostitution, I think pornography used to be illegal in this country, I think.
Well, homosexuality was illegal. Whoa. Adultery was illegal.
When you tell somebody under 30 that, they look at you like you're a crazy person from another planet. They have no conception that
for 3,500 years in Judeo-Christian legal heritage, adultery was a crime, not just a sin, a crime.
That's right.
Homosexuality was a crime, not just a sin, but a crime.
Mm-hmm.
So you decriminalize this stuff,
yeah.
And our young people, their brains are rotting to the core.
Yeah.
Their souls are rotting.
Mm. It's sad. And this virtual reality world that, I mean, I could just see it. You could just get sucked into this. I can't even imagine.
Well, it's not that bad. Let's ask Dr. Dobson to start an effort to regulate virtual reality pornography.
Well, I don't.
He could be on the president's commission for regulating virtual reality porn.
Wow. It's very scary.
He'd be qualified.
I guess so, because
he wants to regulate child killing.
Right.
And pornography and homosexuality.
He does.
So let's regulate this.
I guess that's the solution.
That's all moral relativism.
A post-Christian mentality.
Yeah.
Very scary stuff.
Yeah.
Never in human history has there been access to such filth on such a broad scale and so realistic. Now with virtual reality.
And it's right in your home.
Yeah. And it's coming for your kids.
So. So we watch TV in our living room.
Yeah.
And it's a family TV.
One TV. No TVs throughout the house with their own cable hookup.
And especially not, I mean, if you hate your child, you put a TV in your child's bedroom.
Yeah, and then hook cable.
If you hate your child and want to destroy him.
Right.
Or her.
Yes.
That's a great way to do it.
Mm-hmm.
So if you do hate your child, just remember, kgov.com, you find out what to do if you hate your child.
Oh.
Put a TV. Or give them internet access.
Absolutely. Not, you can't do that. You just cannot do it.
Yeah.
And I think a lot of Christian parents, they feel pressure from the culture that they have to or should do that. And I think that comes from the government schools that they send their kids to.
Well, that's a major part.
Major problem. When you send your kids into that kind of environment, they're going to feel the social pressure hey, did you watch Lucifer last night? Everybody's talking about it. There's a lot of pressure out there. So, anyway, another reason not to send your kids into the government schools.
Network TV programming is soft porn.
Yes.
And the cable, the premium channels, they're
hardcore straight
porn.
Out pornography.
They're just porn.
Right. Yes. Yeah.
And so you need filter. kgov.com/filter is a radio program with an expert, Nathan Rambach.
All right.
And links to resources to filter your computers, your TV service, watching movies, your cell phones, smartphones, how to filter the stuff toward protecting your kids.
Mm-hmm.
It's not guaranteed, any of that.
No.
But it's toward protecting them and yourself.
Yes, yes.
Because it's not like kids shouldn't watch it.
No.
No, it's nobody should watch it.
Right. If kids shouldn't be watching it, you probably shouldn't be watching
it. Well, of course
not. In almost every case.
Right. One of the worst things to ever hit, whoever came up with the notion of an R-rated movie, that the only way you can watch nudity in a movie and sex is with your parents.
Yeah,
that is the most vile, despicable thing imaginable. Far worse than teenagers watching porn is watching porn with your parents.
Just
horrific beyond measure.
Yeah.
Far worse than the designated driver, wickedness and idiocy. The designated driver is the R rating where children get to watch porn with their parents. Isn't that just great? There's a special place in hell for the whole R movie ratings crowd.
Yeah. And in just 50 years, we've gone from a Hollywood that couldn't produce, that couldn't show nudity or sex. We've gone from that to, PG-13 movies that have it in there.
Oh.
And R-rated movies that are just loaded up with it.
And when I saw this movie, Titanic, that, you know, made billions.
Yes, I
whatever.
Remember.
And I remember on Channel 9, I remember as clear as day, it's such a phenomenon. And reporters are there at the theaters. Families are coming out. And they ask this little girl, this girl's like 13 years old. Oh, it was the greatest movie. It was so sad. Greatest movie I ever saw. And then Cheryl and I, we realized there's sex scenes in the movie. There's nudity, sex nudity in the movies. And the filthy idiots at Channel 9 couldn't care less about these kids. And, of course, Hollywood and everybody in between, they couldn't care less. They introduce kids to pornography, and they love it. They're hypocrites, and they're liars.
Mm. Yeah, there are some people who get a certain thrill by misleading children.
Yeah.
And getting them to participate in their
sin. Like the administrators of our public schools.
Yeah. Yeah. And the producers in Hollywood.
Who are child sex advocates.
Yeah.
They are child sex advocates.
And the producers of the TV shows, all of that.
You're trying to calm me down by
talking. I'm trying to calm you down. Listen to the soft, soothing sounds.
I'm upset.
You should be.
I could see the destruction of these kids. I see the destruction. Just being an intuitive, not a prophet.
And all you have to do is read the news to see the actual destruction and detonation of children and families.
Yeah.
And a lot of it has to do with sexual immorality and infidelity.
Yeah.
And all of that.
Right.
Yeah. So.
All right. I'll calm down.
Try to calm down. I have three rumors/accusations.
Rumors?
Yes. And now we don't like to promulgate rumors.
No.
But these rumors are out there, and I just want to know if you think there's no way it could be true, it might be true, or it's absolutely true.
Okay.
I would have to see more evidence. I think the first one I want to go to is from the Stonewall Inn in
Greenwich Village.
Stonewall Inn.
A homosexual.
Yeah, just so you know, the New York Post does remind us that Stonewall was the site of the riots in 1969.
Where the homosexuals killed the New York City police officer.
And hit a bunch of other ones with vodka bottles.
And that became a cause celeb for them.
It's the birthplace of the modern gay rights movement.
Right, where they killed a cop.
They
killed one of New York's finest, and they all celebrated.
They did.
What hypocrites, right?
And then they started setting fires and throwing bottles and all that.
And they call pro-lifers violent.
Yeah.
When the whole pro-life movement condemns whatever extremist kills somebody.
Absolutely.
Like in Colorado Springs.
Yeah.
But they celebrate the homos who killed the cop. They celebrate them.
Yes.
Hypocrites.
Yes. So the birth of the modern pro-life movement was Christians getting on their knees, chaining themselves to the doors of abortion clinics.
To save babies from being dismembered.
Right. And then they were often violently rooted out by the pro-choice forces.
Right. Sure.
But so just a contrast in the two movements.
Yeah.
Well, apparently, a transgendered woman says she was raped in a unisex bathroom at the Stonewall Inn.
That you don't have to say anymore.
Yeah.
It's not a rumor. It's obviously true. Oh. I mean, it's true by definition.
Yeah. Well,
it's obviously true.
Now, the woman was believed to have been heavily impaired by alcohol.
What woman?
Oh, I'm sorry. Well, it's a transgendered woman. What does that mean
exactly? That means it's a guy.
Oh, that means it's a guy.
It's a guy, yeah. Real Science Radio, we're going to do a show on this gender confusion.
We need to work out the pronouns and stuff because it can get very confusing.
It's a guy.
So it was a guy.
Who was drunk.
Well, believed to be heavily impaired by alcohol and possibly prescription pills. And the interesting thing is that the suspect is a man, I think, who regularly patronizes the bar and may have possibly been dealing drugs there. He's a regular at the Stonewall Inn.
Yeah.
So there's drug dealing, rape, at the birthplace.
Drunkenness at the
birthplace of the modern gay rights movement. So you're going to guess that's probably true.
No, that's true.
You're going to say that's true.
Yeah.
Okay. All right. So that's that one we've
Nothing
settled
probably
that.
About it,
now,
unfortunately.
Secondly.
It's horrific.
We go to Sir Elton John.
It's true. Whatever it is, it's true. Next. No. What is this? Elton John is a homo.
He is a homo, and we're not just saying that. He says that. Right? Yeah. It's not just us trying to. Now, one of his security guards says that in 2014, well, I can't really read what happened because you can't even say this. But basically, he's accusing Sir Elton John of an unwanted advanced sexual assault and battery. Sexual harassment and battery.
Yeah.
By a former male. Yeah. Security guard for Elton John. Yeah. Just
so
two,
when
two
someone
years ago.
Now you give people the Bible teaches us that people have the presumption of innocence until they confess or until the evidence is there.
Right.
And so there is a presumption of innocence, of course. And in a court of law, it's a bit different than a talk show host. But when someone acknowledges publicly that they are a filthy pervert,
like Elton John,
that
has.
They have drained the cup of lust to its dregs.
Yeah.
They're in the gutter with their sexual perversion. Then that presumption of innocence fades away
in the
mind of people who know right from wrong.
Yeah, it's very hard to give Elton John the benefit of the doubt when you already know that he participates and publicly advocates criminal perversion.
Yeah, like John Wayne Gacy or any of these very many mass murderers in the U.S. who were homosexual.
Yeah,
I mean, that's quite a list in and of itself.
Is there an actual list? There's probably a list online of homosexual mass murderers.
Well, if there is, it probably certainly have to be at KGov.com.
More than likely.
/ homosexual mass murders.
Oh, okay.
But homosexual Jeffrey Dahmer.
That's
13
right.
Young men and boys. Mm-hmm. Homosexual John Wayne Gacy, 33 boys. Mm. Jim Jones.
Oh, yeah.
Homosexual.
How many?
Killed over 900 people.
That's right. Jonestown.
California freeway killer William Bonin murdered 14 boys ages 12 to 19.
Right.
It goes on and on. Doug, the list is so long. Scotland's Mr. Creepy Thomas Hamilton murdered how many in Scotland? 16.
Wow.
And it Andrew Cunanan.
Oh, yeah, I remember.
It just goes on. Charles Mason. Charles Manson.
Manson was a homo.
Manson was a homo.
Well, no doubt.
He was, you know, his mother was a prostitute.
Yeah.
And he spent much of his early life in institutions for pimping and for homosexual rape. Wow. Him accused of.
Wow. Now, you don't hear that very often.
No.
No.
It goes on. That's just a smattering. Yeah. Richard Speck murdered 8 nursing students.
Right, right.
And bragged about it on video. Filmed in prison during, forget it.
I saw part of those videos. Yeah. All right, so Elton John, just because of his lifestyle, it's hard to give him the benefit of the doubt when his male security guard says that he made, he sexually harassed him and sexually battered him is what he's being accused of.
Yeah.
So odds are.
That's two of the rumors.
Right. Now, the third and final rumor / accusation.
That we have resolved.
We've resolved those two.
Yeah.
And finally, there's an accusation that Hillary Clinton had several abortions before she...
Now, no need to continue.
No need.
The men and women who are so aggressively promoting child dismemberment, they, in a large degree, they are people who have killed their own children.
Mm.
And so, in fact, you brought audio of this?
I do. I do have audio.
This is... one of the many women that Bill Clinton has had affairs with.
Yes, this is former Miss Arkansas Sally Miller, who had, she claims to have had a 3-month affair.
Well,
how would we know that we would need?
Because Bill Clinton is the Bill Cosby of politics. It is overwhelmingly obvious the benefit of the doubt goes to the many women that he exploited, that he used.
I would have to.
Including younger women and. So you brought that audio of...
I got the audio. Let's roll it.
All right.
She had several abortions before she had Chelsea, and it was only because Bill convinced her that if they were ever going to move up in politics, that they had to have a child, because that's what the political analyst had said. They've got to see her as a human.
So that sounds true. Bill Clinton going by what the political analyst suggested.
And Clinton, when he was having these affairs, he was very chatty.
Apparently,
he told these women about Hillary, about their problems, about their political ambitions. I'd like to hear that again. This was the former Miss
Arkansas.
Arkansas.
Yeah, Sally Miller.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So who had a 3-month affair. You know, the Arkansas State Police would bring Bill Clinton, the governor, to the homes of all these women.
A variety of women.
Yeah.
In the 1980s.
And plenty of documentation on so many of his affairs.
Yeah.
And information from decades ago that tie in to this woman's interviews she's just given. But let's hear that again.
She had several abortions before she had Chelsea. And it was only because Bill convinced her that if they were ever going to move up in politics, that they had to have a child, because that's what the political analyst had said. They've got to see her as a human. They have to see her. I think in society, they always say, if you were a mother, you can't be half bad. You know, there has to be some love or gentleness or compassion within.
Okay. Mm. Yeah.
Wow. And so I've noticed that Hillary Clinton tends to bare her teeth and her jugular vein tends to throb when she's defending the right to kill children.
Yeah.
And I've seen that look on other women.
Oh, yeah. We were protesting at the home of Diana DeGette in Denver.
Yes.
There was about 20 of us.
Mm-hmm.
And as sometimes happens, a neighbor from a half a block away comes out of her house and is walking toward us in a very angry, a very angry posture.
Yes, an extremely angry gait, and she was bright red.
Yeah, and she's going to come up to us and lambast us.
Oh, yeah, she was on her way.
Mm-hmm. And so we just had an idea, and we said, just as she approaches, as she's about to speak, everyone say, don't yell, just say quietly, how old was your baby when you killed it? How old was your baby when you killed it? So there's 20 of us.
Yeah.
She's coming down the street. It's all like it was orchestrated. We all bunch up together in a small group. She comes down. She faces us. She's just opening her mouth. And we say quietly, how old was your baby when you killed it?
Yeah.
Her demeanor changed. Her shoulders sank. Mm-hmm. Her face was fallen.
It was.
She turned and slowly walked away.
Mm-hmm.
How old was your baby when you killed it?
Mm. Yes. If you've ever wondered what Cain looked like when God said, why has your countenance fallen?
Yeah.
That's what that looked like. Just shame and pain and guilt.
Yeah.
Yeah, that was an amazing.
Killing your own child.
That was an amazing moment.
Yeah.
Now, we're almost out of time. So there's a couple more things from this rumor/accusation. The reporter asked her, where she heard Hillary Clinton was a lesbian, because she implies that Hillary was a lesbian.
Oh, yeah.
And the reporter says, where'd you hear that? She says, Bill told me. And she said, I'm sure if Hillary is a lesbian, it's not fun, she said.
Well.
It's not. I'm sure.
That.
It's not fun.
That's also true. I mean, we're talking about rumors.
And allegations, yes.
Didn't she go to Wellesley College?
She went to Wellesley in the 70s, I believe, in the early 70s.
Yeah, Doug, remember?
The end of the hippie thing.
We had a professor at the University of New Orleans call in and say, this is when we were on in 80 cities, Bob in Your Life. She said, Bob, I don't like your show. I don't agree with most of what you say. But there's one thing I have to agree with, and your audience of parents need to be warned. My daughter we wanted her to go to a great college.
Sure.
So we went to the campus of an all-girls school.
Yeah.
And the entire campus, this is according to the professor, her assessment, the entire campus is lesbian. Mm. They're all lesbians.
Does not surprise
me. And I do not want my daughter there, even though we're not conservative Christians. I don't want it to happen.
Well, you don't have to be a conservative Christian to be able to draw the line somewhere.
Yeah.
Crying out loud. Rampant homosexuality.
Crying out loud. So, Doug McBurney, thank you for being
on the
show.
Thanks for a great time.
Next 2 weeks, Real Science Radio, gotta hear it.